It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Ansonia High School, Indians versus the Tigers. The Tigers got the opening tip-off, and Reese Stahman missed a layup. Indians came down. Regan Martin to Ben inside. He makes a quick two-pointer. Ansonia comes down, and they answer. So it is 2-2 with 6:11 left here in the first quarter. Inside to Ben. He misses a turnaround half hook. And the Tigers have it with Logan Alexander. A three-pointer misses. Regan Martin brings it up court after the rebound. He dribbles into the lane to the left side, loses the handle off Ansonia, and it'll be Indians ball under our own basket. So Regan Martin will trigger it in. He's under the basket, and he will get it out to Owen Shane at the top of the key. And he will get it to Ryan Post, to Gavin Toby, goes through the lane, and he is fouled by 25, and that is Logan Alexander. That is Ansonia's first. And Gavin Toby will go to the line shooting a couple. 5:40 left here in the first quarter. And Gavin Toby makes the first one. It's now 3-2 Indians. And the Toby has another shot here. Their coach is saying they called it on the wrong guy, but I couldn't see who fouled him, so their coach is a little bit different. So thinks a little bit different, I should say, than what the official was thinking. Gavin missed the second shot, and Sonia with the rebound goes down and looks like they called a foul, but before the shot. So the foul was on Ryan Post. That'll be his first, team's first. Although they haven't put that up on the board, so it may not be a foul. I'm not sure what they called there because there's not much going. They didn't put anything up on the board. So long shot from the corner is missed. Rebound Indians. Martin dribbles down to the right corner to Ben up at the on the right wing. Misses a 14-footer. And rebound by number 15, Matthew Shook, for the Ansonia Tigers. He dribbles in, shoots, no good. Rebound Gavin Toby quickly down the left side over to Regan Martin in the left corner. Three-pointer, good. And Indians lead 6-2. Ansonia Tigers bringing the ball down. Stahman dribbles in, shoots, no good. Gavin Toby with the rebound. He comes down quickly, and he tries to make a move, and it's tipped away. And out ahead quickly to Logan Alexander. And he puts it in for two on the breakaway. And it's 6-4, 4:28 left here in the first quarter. We'll call it the Cop Pharmacy first quarter. Regan Martin down on the left or right corner, back out to Ryan Post on the left wing, down to Brian Benn inside, no good. He put it up strong, but just a little too hard. So Ansonia with the rebound, and it'll be Alexander on the left side, dribbles in, travel but no call, and Stahman with the three-point shot, no good. A couple of Indians fight for it, and Brian Benn has it, up quickly to Ryan Post, into Owen Shane. Left shot from the left side, no good. And rebound Ansonia out to number 15, Matthew Shook, no good for a three-pointer. And rebound ends up with Ryan Post. And he brings it down, loses it, back gets it back, and goes out of bounds off of Matthew Shook. And we have Clay Schmitz coming in. and Ian Homan coming in for the Indians, replacing Toby and Shane. And Brian Benn is also out, and Russell Gale is in. So we're going, we changed three of our players. So Dylan throws it into Ryan Post, who they say went over and back. I thought he caught it with his foot behind center court, but they said it is not. So scores 4-6, 3:36 left here in the Stammen. Reese Stammen with a Stammen, excuse me, they call him Stammen here, and I'm thinking in Dark County most of the time they're Stammens, but this one is a Stammen. And Indians end up with it here, and they'll be taking it out on the far side of the court, around center court. It'll be Homan into Ryan Post. He'll bring it across. Indians lead by 2, 6-4. Ryan dribbles in, out to Dylan Evers, to Russell Gale, to Clay Schmitz, and he'll go up, and that is a miss. And Ian Homan fights for the rebound, has it, goes up, strong, fouled. It'll be in the act of shooting, and it is the foul is on Logan Alexander, number 25 for the Ansonia Tigers. And Ian Homan will go to the foul line. He's a pretty good shooter. Let's see if he can make a couple here. And it's up and dead center. Nice shot, Ian. So Indians lead 7-4 now. 3:09 left here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Ian Homan's second shot. That's up, and it is also good, dead center. So Ansonia will take it out, and got a whistle. Oh, there was going to be a sub. They tried to get it stopped. They're going to let them go ahead and make the sub. They didn't get it. They didn't get the buzzer buzzed in time. So they're going to go ahead and let them get them in. So we've got Brian Benn back in for Ryan Post. So every starter has been out of the game now. Indians lead 8-4, 3 minutes left here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Stammen drives in for a shot, puts up a layup, but he bulldozed Brian Benn, which isn't that easy to do, being about 6'4", about 240. And so that's his first foul, I believe, and he is on the bench now for just a few minutes. Clay Schmitz brings the ball up, playing JV for his first time, getting a little more playing time here with JV. Russell Gale with a three-point shot, misses, ball up, battled. Oh, I thought it went off of the white team, but they will give it to Ansonia, and it will go, it'll be triggering it in here with Matthew Shook in to, can't read the number here, okay, it's Matthew Ferrier, number 10, to number one, and he took a little stroll, but they didn't call it. Ethan Fisher. That shot's up. No good. Brian Benn with the rebound. Russell Gale ahead to Dylan Evers, but he let him just a little too much. So that goes on out of bounds, and it'll be Ansonia's ball with Isaac Bargie bringing the ball in to Matthew Ferrier. Ferrier will bring it across the center court with Ian Homan guarding to the left side, down in the left corner to Alexander, over to Ferrier, to Alexander, back out to Isaac Bargie. He dribbles or passes it over in the corner to Shook. A shot from the corner, no good. And Clay Schmitz with the rebound. 2:02 left here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Schmitz makes a drive, flips it back out to Ian Homan in the corner. A beautiful pass and a beautiful three-point shot. Clay Schmitz with a great pass. Homan with a beautiful three-point shot. Indians lead 11-4. And it is, can't see the number. Somebody shot it from the corner. I believe it's number one, Fisher. But, yeah, that's who it was. Fisher from the corner misses it. Dylan Evers comes up with the rebound. Clay Schmitz, minute and a half to go here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Indians lead 11-4. Homan has it. Russell Gale. Clay Schmitz inside to Benn. Up. No good. Went up strong. A very nice pass. We haven't really gotten to see Clay Schmitz much this year. He had some illness problems early. Has been playing sparingly on the varsity team, and they wanted to get him a bunch of playing time. So they're putting him on the JV for at least two quarters, is my understanding. Saving him a couple of quarters for the varsity. But he needs to get some playing time to get back in the groove, because he hasn't played probably any more than 5 or 6 minutes in any game this year. So he's already showing some much better moves than he's had in the varsity game. So Brian Benn with the first one, and that's in. The second one up, bounces around, no good. And the rebound will come to Ferrier. He'll bring it down court, minute 20 left, and over to Fisher on the right corner, and over to the left corner for, I'm having trouble with finding the names here because I get some of the varsity on JV. So it's Isaac Bargey missed the shot. Clay Schmitz with the ball. Comes down, fights, gets it over to Ian Homan in the right corner. Back out to Clay Schmitz on the right wing, to Gale, to Dylan Evers in the left corner, to Schmitz at the top of the key, to Ian Homan, right wing. He's looked at a shot that didn't go. He didn't take it, and they stepped out on him pretty quickly. Passed inside to Brian Benn. He was kind of pushed from behind when that pass came in. So the team's sixth. That's Ansonia's sixth team foul. Indians with none. And Indians bring it in to Clay Schmitz, knocked away. And Alexander with the ball, steals it, goes down, makes a layup, and it's 12-6. 30 seconds left here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Russell Gale in the left corner, out to Ian Homan at the top of the key, to Dylan Evers in the left corner, to Clay Schmitz on the right wing, to Russell Gale in the right corner, to Ian Homan at the top of the key, tries to get it inside to Benn, tipped and retrieved by Dylan Evers. Benn inside, tries to go up, taken away. Might have been a little contact, but so it's Ansonia Tigers. He traveled a little bit on the shot, but they didn't call it, and it didn't go in. Ethan Fisher. So after one quarter, it's 12-6 in favor of the Indians. We'll be back right after a couple of messages.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at Ansonia High School, where the Indians lead after one quarter, 12-6. The Ansonia Tigers have six team fouls, Indians with none. Indians take the ball out. Shane into Clay Schmitz, dribbles across center court. Screen by Toby. He goes for the basket, pass to him, misses, gets rebound, makes it. And there's a player hurt, the one that was guarding Toby when he got there. He's holding his head, but that might just be he's on his knees and kind of bent over, so it's liable to be anything, but he's kind of sitting up now. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a minute.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation, and at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
And we're back here at Ansonia High School. While we were gone, Alexander got up. He's holding his chin when they passed the ball in bounds. Gavin Toby stole it and made a basket. And So the Indians are up 16-6. And Sonya went down and missed a shot. And Regan Martin ended up with the ball and went up for a shot, got fouled. So he'll be shooting two. It's a seventh team foul for Ansonia here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. 6.5 minutes still to play. The Indians, again, up 17 now with Regan's first foul shot in, 17-6. And Regan's second shot is up off the front of the rim. Ansonia ends up with it. It is Levi Billenstein to Reese Stauman. He dribbles to the left wing, gets it to Isaac Bargie. Over in the corner, Isaac Bargie now has it in the right corner. And out to Stauman, back to Bargie. He drives in, kicks it back out to Fisher. Fisher to Stauman at the top of the key, goes up, no good. And Clay Schmitz with the rebound, 5:55 to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Owen Shane with a two-pointer just inside the three-point line in the left corner. And the Indians now lead 19-6. They're going to take a 30-second timeout. I'm going to stay here and just kind of go over a couple of things with you. After tonight, the Indians are off, boys and girls, the rest of the year. The next game is when the girls play St. Mary's on Tuesday, January 2nd. So about 10, 11 days from now. So just stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio. We'll keep you informed on all of our promos as to when the games are coming up. And, of course, everybody has a schedule. But as always, we're broadcasting all the games. We're back now, and the Ansonia Tigers will bring it in. It'll be Ethan Fisher. He'll trigger it into Reese Stauman. Indians are back on the court now. Everybody's set, and Stauman has it. He'll bring it up court. 5:45 left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter, and it goes over in the corner to Fisher. Back out to Stauman at the top of the key. Dribbles Fisher on the right wing to Bargie on the left wing, and kind of kicked a little bit. Indians steal it, but it's going to go back with the Indians. Stuck their foot up into the passing lane and kicked the ball. So it'll be Fisher triggering in again to Reese Stauman. And that's stolen by Ryan Post. But again, he jumped up. The pass hit him in the foot, so it's technically kicking the ball. So again, pressure on Stauman. And it is Ryan and Toby almost get it stolen. Stauman has it at the left wing, and Ryan with some pretty good defense. They call a foul on him. That's a first team foul for the Indians, and it's 19-6 here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. 5:16 left, and it'll be Fisher triggering it in to this time Matthew Shook, number 15. He'll get it to number 14. That's Isaac Bargie. And he's go inside to Peyton Setzer, number 40. And tied up. And the dual possession will go to, on the alternate possession, will go to Ansonia. And Ethan Fisher will trigger it in. He'll get it to Stauman in the corner. Back to Fisher. He drives to the left side. Shot up, no good. Clay Schmitz has the rebound, kicks it ahead to Ryan Post on the left wing. He dribbles inside, makes a move, can't get a shot up. Out to Clay Schmitz, inside, and it's tipped away on the floor. Ansonia has it. He all but fell out of bounds on the other side. He was just about touching the floor when he passed it in. Got it into Stauman, and he goes in for a shot, and he's fouled. Fouled by Clay Schmitz. And it'll be Stauman at the line shooting two for the act of shooting. So it's the Indians' second team foul. One on Ryan Post and one on Clay Schmitz. It's now 19-7. 4.5 minutes to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And Stauman has one more. Dribbles a couple of times. It's up. And it's in. So it's 19-8 now, and Owen Shane will trigger it in to Clay Schmitz. He'll bring it up across center court. And he gets a screen from Ben. Over to Ben on the right wing. He dribbles in one step, takes a shot, no good. A nice little jumper. Clay Schmitz shooting a three from the top of the key. Bounces around three times on the rim and out. And Ethan Hemrick with the rebound for Ansonia. He gets it to Stahman, who shoots inside shot. That's misses, rebound bounces around, and it will go to the Ansonia Tigers. And Fisher will trigger it in. Gavin Toby's coming in, and he will replace Owen Shane. Again, 3:57 left here in the Holler Mechanical second quarter. Indians lead 19-8. It is Isaac Bargy with a three-pointer from out on the left wing, and it's 19-11. Indians still with the lead. 3:40 now left on Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Clay Schmitz has the ball. Over to Regan Martin in the corner, inside quickly to Ben. He goes up and in. Might have been a little contact, but incidental, and he probably didn't even notice it. 21-11 now the score, and Stahman brings it up. Gets it to Logan Alexander. Alexander over to Hemrick on the right wing. Throws up a three. No good. Ryan Post brings it down for the Indians. And he'll take a three-pointer. Might have been on the line. Missed. And rebound by Stahman for the Tigers. And he'll go all the way. And he kicks it back out to Fisher. And he makes this three-pointer on the left wing. And it is now 21-14. The Tigers have scored, I believe, five straight points. The Indians take a 30-second timeout, and we'll take one with them. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. 2:55 on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 21-14. They were up 19-6, so we've only scored two, and they've scored eight in the last minute or so. Tigers showing some spark, and Indians sort of letting them back in it, but just, we have some shots that aren't falling. Indians get it in. Gavin Toby brings it up, and he will drive into the lane, kicks out to Russell Gale on the left, to Regan Martin on the left wing. He'll dribble to the top of key to Schmitz. Back out to Regan Martin, top of the key, to Schmitz, down to Russell Gale in the right corner. Schmitz at the left wing. Regan Martin will shoot about a 22-footer from just to the left of dead center. And three-pointer for him, 24-14. That was Alexander going in for a layup, misses it. Gavin Toby loses a handle, and it is coming back the other way. With Isaac Bargy makes a three, and it's 24-17. The Tigers are not letting the Indians pull away from them. So it's Schmitz with the ball. Regan Martin out beyond the volleyball line. Gets to Gavin Toby in the left corner. He drives into the lane, puts up a one-hander, no good. And it's rebound Alexander for Ansonia. He'll kick to Bargy. Another three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Billenstein. Puts up a shot, no good. Clay Schmitz with the rebound ahead to Gavin Toby. To Regan Martin, puts up a one-hander, no good. Rebound by, can't see the number, but Ansonia. I believe it was 21. That would be Ethan Hemrick. And Stahman has it just at the foul line, no good. Regan Martin with the rebound. He'll bring it down to Clay Schmitz in the right corner, inside to Ben. Ben will make a move. He'll turn, put one up, around the rim and in. It is 26-17. 1:05 to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And it is Bargy with the ball to Stammen. Out to number 25, Alexander. Loses it a little bit. And now tipped away. Ben with it. Hands it to Regan Martin, who brings it up court. 47 seconds. Clay Schmitz in the left corner. Martin out on the right wing. Toby on the left wing. Over to Russell Gale. To Regan Martin. Top of the key. Ben. And then inside to Russell Gale. The biggest guy on the court goes inside to the smallest guy on the court. And up and in. 28-17. 25 seconds here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And Stammen comes down the length of the court. Puts up an underhand layup, and that's up and in. 28-19, 15 seconds left here for the Indians. Regan Martin dribbling around the top of the key, inside to Gavin Toby, wide open. They were assuming we were going to wait till the end, but that shot was too much to pass up, so they put that up, and the Tigers put up a quick shot at the end, and it is no good. We've finished two quarters on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 30-19. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technician to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Joelle Culp, and my dad and I have been all around the town checking out all the Christmas decorations in town. Here are the results of our contest. The third place winner gets $25 in Fort Recovery merchant gift certificates. And our third place winner is Ron and Cheryl Koppelman. The second place winner gets $50 in Fort Recovery merchant gift certificates. And our second place winner is Bill and Ashley Tapp. First place grand prize winner gets a $75 in Fort Recovery merchant gift certificates. And the grand prize winner for the best Christmas decorations in 2017 Fort Recovery Christmas Decorating Contest is Don and Brenda Wendell. Congratulations to all.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. We're here with the halftime score, Indians 30 and Ansonia 19. We were up probably 12 or 13 at one time, got down to about 6, and then the Indians spread it out there toward the end of the half. For the Indians, our next broadcast, our next sporting event for any of the Fort Recovery teams will be Tuesday, January 2nd, so a week from this coming Tuesday will be our first sports with the Lady Indians. They're hosting St. Mary's, and then Thursday we're hosting St. Henry, and then the next game for the boys will be that Friday at St. Henry. So the boys won't play for almost 2 weeks. Girls will be 11 days, and then a couple of days later. So I know we have some Ansonia fans that are tuning in. Their next game will be next Saturday in the Tri-Village Holiday Tournament. And then they would play the following Friday, I believe it is. Yes. And they would play Arcanum at home. And then Twin Valley South away on the following Tuesday. So that's the Ansonia things going on. Want to remind you of a few things going on around town that most of you know about anyway, but Mayor Kalp had his annual Christmas decoration contest, and as you just heard in the previous announcement, Don and Brenda Wendell were the winners of that. So, and there was a lot of very, very good Christmas decorations, and a lot of people enjoyed all of that. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library now until December 30th. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual holiday tradition of visiting the library to view this great display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite. Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees going on now through December 30th. Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at Ansonia High School. Indians leading 30-19 over the Ansonia Tigers. And the Indians, boys have been playing pretty well. Clay Schmitz has been playing here in the JV game. They are putting him out there on the floor for the JV. As most of you have been coming to the games or listening, he had some illness to start the season, and he's just now kind of getting back in full swing as far as health. And he's only been playing 5 or 6 minutes of the varsity, and he needs to play more than that to get himself really ready to go full swing for the rest of the season. So they're putting him at least for a while on the JV to get him a lot of playing time so he can get back in the swing of things. And when he came out here, I mean, right off the bat, he threw a couple of passes that I'm going, wow, haven't seen that before. He's just a special player, but we haven't gotten to see that yet unless you were at junior high games last year and the year before. We just haven't gotten to see how good Clay Schmitz is. And, of course, that whole freshman class is outstanding, plus we have a lot of other players back on, all through the program that are really good. But at Clay Schmitz, you know, we saw how good he was on the football field. We just didn't get to see it on the basketball court yet. So we're going to get him a lot of playing time, and then he'll step into more of a role probably on the varsity team. And, you know, he has played some, but not a lot. So our guys have looked pretty good here in the – a lot of hustle. They're after the loose balls. They are stepping into the passing lanes on defense. Swatting balls away, just making it difficult for Ansonia to run their offense. So the Indian JV Indians have looked very good. So right now they lead 30-19, and we've got a little over a minute before we start quarter number three. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with third quarter action here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. Indians got the ball coming out of halftime. They started it about 20 seconds early, so Indians got the ball, got it inside to, I believe, Brian Benn. He goes up, makes the shot, and the Indians lead 32-19. Ansonia misses on their end, and Indians down on our end. Ryan Post with a three-pointer missed. He went down as if he was fouled, but no call, and Ansonia gets the rebound. And Shook tries to pass it over into the corner to Alexander. Knocked away by the Indians. And Fisher will trigger it in to Alexander. Fisher on the left wing to Stahman at the top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Fought for and knocked out of bounds by, looks like Alexander knocked it out. He and Ian Holman, or Ian, Owen Shane, excuse me, were over there fighting for it. I couldn't see who touched it last. The official was right there. Indians with the ball. Ryan Post dribbles down to the right corner. Tries to make a move. Loses his footing. Down on the floor. They're calling a jump ball. He went in as he was going back. Just his feet came out from under him. I don't think anybody tripped him. So on the alternate possession, it will be Tigers ball. And Fisher into Stahman. He's out near center court. Over to Fisher on the right wing. Inside to Setzer. And he goes up with a shot off the glass. No good. Owen Shane to Ryan Post. To Regan Martin in the left corner. He tries to get it into Ben. Knocked away and it comes to Fisher. And stolen by Ryan Post. Up and in. 34-19. Ryan with a nice steal off of a steal for Ansonia. So it is Alexander over to Stahman in the right corner. He drives in, goes up, and makes the shot. A really tough shot. He's a pretty good ball player. If I remember right, he is, yeah, looking at that, he is a freshman. 5'9" freshman and a pretty good ball player. Indians come down and lose the handle. It's 34-21 on the Wangler Hardware third quarter scoreboard. Stahman dribbles around the left side, goes up for a nice left-handed layup. Last time it was from the right side. This time it's from the left side. So Indians bringing it up. It'll be Toby on the left side, top of the key, dribbles into the lane, goes up for a shot off the rim, and rebounded by Brian Benn, goes up, and he's fouled. He'll get a couple of shots, and the foul is on Matthew Shook. That's his second foul, Indians' first team foul of the second half. 4:37 left here on the Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Indians lead by 11, 34-23. Brian Benn's first shot up, dead center, right in the middle of the rim. And let's see, Regan Martin will come out and Russell Gale will go in. So a little more defense quickness, although there's nothing to say Regan Martin isn't quick, but Russell Gale is just, he will pester you to death. He is relentless. So we've got Alexander on the right-hand side, drives in, knocked away, and it will go to the Ansonia Tigers, and Fisher will trigger it in again under their own basket. Over to Alexander in the left corner. He'll dribble into the lane. Over to Alexander, Fisher in the right corner to Stammen at the top of the key. Over to Bargy on the left wing, to Alexander, to Fisher, to Bargy on the right wing. Three-pointer in the hole. 36-26, 4 minutes to go here in the Wangler Hardware third quarter scoreboard. Gavin Toby drives up, goes in, and puts it off the glass. Indians lead by 12. And it'll be Fisher bringing it up again to Alexander in the right corner. He's looking to go inside to Stetzer. Can't. Out to Stammen, to Fisher. Over on the left-hand side to Bargy again. And another three-pointer. Kid's hot, and the Indians will take a timeout, a full timeout, and we'll take a full timeout with them back in just a minute.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. After an Indians timeout, the Indians will take the ball out. It'll be Ian Homan into Kobe Wendell. Kobe and Ian and Dylan Evers all came in for the Indians to join Brian Benn and Russell Gale. So a lot of subs in for the Indians. Ian Homan drives in, puts up a right-hand floater, and that's up and in. Indians ahead now 40-29 on the Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Stammen with a left-handed layup, no good. Dylan Evers with a rebound. Kobe over to Ian Homan on the right, or left wing, excuse me. Kobe with it, dribbles across to the right wing. Russell Gale in the left corner. Ian Homan, left wing, drills a three-pointer, about a 21-22 footer. Very nice shot, 43-29. Indians have scored five quick ones after the timeout. Stammen with the ball top of the key, and he puts in a three-pointer. Did a little step fake and then step back and popped a 19-foot-9 three, and the Indians bringing it back up. Indians lead at 11 now. Gale into Brian Benn, a fake. Goes up, no good. Might have been a little contact, no call. And Fisher will bring it up, and he'll shoot a three. And that one is in. This a lot of points scored in the last minute. And the Indians will take another timeout. So it is now Indians 43 and the Ansonia Tigers 35. We'll take a quick timeout and be back right after this.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. 2 minutes and 13 seconds on the Wangler Hardware third quarter scoreboard. Indians' lead was as high as 12 or 13 points just moments ago. It's now 8-12 left. Indians 43, Tigers 35. Kobe Wendell has it on the right-hand side to Ben down in the right corner. He'll get out to Ian Homan. He'll dribble down to the right corner. Kick it back out to the to Ben and the on the right wing, down to Homan in the right corner. He'll drive, takes it out to Kobe Wendell on the left wing. Shot up, no good. And rebound Stauman for the Tigers. They're down 8 and looking to try to get some more going here. One hand shot up, no good. It was a little bit of a out of control shot, but a pretty good player, so I'm not sure if the coach would be too mad about him taking that shot. As goofy as it was. So it, Homan has it on the left wing over to Lochtefeld on the right wing to Kobe, to Lochtefeld, to Russell Gale, to Ian Homan, another three-pointer, and that is dead center. And it is 46-35, Ian Homan with a couple of really nice three-pointers here. He has 10 for the Indians. And it is Stauman. Getting it to Bargy, to Alexander, down in the right corner to Stauman. He'll drive, back out, and to Fisher, to Alexander going toward the basket. Puts one up, no good. Indians rebound, 40 seconds left on the Wangler Hardware third quarter scoreboard. Indians up by 11. Russell Gale over to Lochtefeld, to Ian Homan in the left corner. He'll dribble in. Can't get a shot, and Kobe has it. He's on the left wing. He'll bring it around to the top of the key to Lochtefeld on the right wing, and he'll dribble it down inside to Ben. Up and in. Nice assist. Very nice play. And Indians lead now 48-35, up to 13 again. Stauman goes up, knocked away, and it's out of bounds. And I believe it'll be Tigers ball. So the Indians, Brian Ben has 10. Ian Homan has, excuse me, Brian Ben has 13. Ian Homan has 10. And they get it inside to Alexander. He misses it. Regan Martin with it. Last second shot hits the rim. Probably would have counted. So we've finished the third quarter. Indians 48. Tigers 35. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
We're back here at Ansonia High School. Indians lead 48-35 here in this high-scoring JV game. It has been wild and woolly. And Indians lead, and Ryan Post brings it across center court. He'll go to the right wing, down to the right corner for Ian Homan, to Martin in the left-hand corner to Lochtefeld. Misses a shot, up and rebound Ian Homan, up and good, and he has 12. 6:39 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard, and the ball quickly down court and into Ethan Hemrick. He misses the three-pointer. Gavin Toby brings it down. Regan Martin in the right corner, drives in, faked the three, drove in, fouled in the act of shooting. He put it up pretty strong, but he got a pretty good foul. So Indians up 15 now. 6:25 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And Regan, his first one is up. And right through the middle of the hoop. So it's 51-35. And he'll have his second one after the substitution. And that one is also good. So Indians up 17, 52-35. So it was down to 7. Now it's up to 17. Indians showing a little power here in the last few minutes. Tigers having a little trouble getting the ball moved around. Ryan Post with a steal. Goes down for the layup. Missed. He thought he was fouled. So did I. He ends up with it again after a couple of shots. Back out. Gavin Post on the right side. He dribbles in. Goes in for a nice, smooth layup. And it is 54-35. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout. Yes, it is timeout. It is Ansonia Tigers with a timeout. This will be a full timeout. We'll just take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. 5:54 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians 54, Ansonia Tigers 35. So Indians have really put some numbers on the board here the last two or three minutes. End of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth. Ansonia has the ball. It is Fisher out to lost track. Widener is in the game now for the Tigers. And now it's into Stetzer. And all tapped around. He ended up with it, missed a shot. Indians with the ball. Regan Martin in the left corner was going to shoot a three, didn't. Ian Homan misses one this time. Made his last two or three. That one hit the rim and just shot right out. It's a pretty nice shot. And he has, if you've seen him play this year, last year, he has a real nice three-point shot. So Indians will have the ball, taking it out of bounds. 5:18 left here in the fourth quarter on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Regan Martin will trigger it in, and he'll get it to Lochtefeld. That is Derek Lochtefeld. And that's tipped away from Ben. And Hemrick has it to Fisher. Fisher drives on the right over to Billenstein. Back to Fisher. Inside to Widener. To Hemrick. He'll put up a left-handed shot. No good. And ball comes off to Ian Homan. And Ryan Post will put a three up. No good. And on the rebound, Regan Martin was kind of on the back of the Ansonia Tiger of Fisher. That'll be his first of the game, Indians' first of the second half. Only two fouls for Ansonia Tigers. They had, I believe, 8 in the first half, and Indians had maybe a handful. I don't think they had 5, but not very many fouls. Nobody in much foul trouble. Fisher puts up a one-hander. And here comes Regan Martin down to the other end. Kind of lost control as he went up off his hip. Ryan Post fights for it over in the corner. Can't get it. Regan Martin takes it away. And they will call. Okay, it was on Fisher. for Ansonia after Regan got it from him. That all happened. Regan stole it. He tried to steal it back, and the whistle blew all pretty much at the same time, so I wasn't sure where that whistle belonged. So it was him fouling Regan Martin, so that's their third team foul. Regan will trigger it into Brian Post on the way out on the right wing. He'll dribble in to Gale at the top of the key, to Kobe. He'll dribble in to the lane, out to Regan Martin on the right wing, to Lochtefeld, to Kobe on the left wing, to Martin at the top of the key. He'll dribble in. Kobe from the right, or left wing, misses it. And ball is loose, and Sonia has it, but he couldn't. He was just about to fall down, flipped it, and Brian Benn right there. So Kobe Wendell has it now around the top of the key. He'll pass over to Lochtefeld. Stolen. And here comes some subs for Ansonia. It'll be number 14, Isaac Bargie, number 20, Gavin Wyatt. I missed one of them, and we also have 11, Ethan Setzer. So Peyton Setzer, that's been playing, the 6'4 junior, this may be his brother, a 5'11 sophomore. So Regan Martin comes out for the Indians. And I'm not sure who came in. We have right now on the floor, we have Derek Lochtefeld, we have Kobe, we have Ryan, we have Brian Benn, and Russell Gale. So Ryan has it, Russell Gale in the right corner. He'll dribble to right wing, get it to Brian, over to Lochtefeld, to Kobe on the left wing. He'll dribble into the lane, to Russell Gale, out to Kobe at the top of the key. He'll dribble into the lane again, kick it back out to Russell Gale on the left. Brian Benn around the top of the key, flips inside to Lochtefeld, and he wasn't ready. He was going toward the basket, but he was cutting across the lane, and he would have had to catch it and then try to go up over kind of almost a reverse layup, and it was just letting just a little too much. 3:07 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Three-pointer up for number 14, Isaac Bargie, for the Tigers. And it'll be Kobe Wendell now. He missed the shot. Kobe Wendell now with Ryan Post over on the left wing. He'll dribble in, gets it into Brian Benn. He goes up, fouled, but no call, and misses the shot. This would have to be called a scrum. There were three players from each team in one pile, and one of them comes over with a wounded shoulder. So that's Gavin Wyatt. He's holding his arm. We got a little, it looks like a 30-second timeout. We'll just stay here. The next game that we will have on the air, we are out of sports for the rest of this year. The first game that we'll be on will be the girls' game at St. Mary's. They play St. Mary's. I can't remember if it's home or away. I believe it is. I believe it's home. We'll just check the schedule here real quick. It is home against St. Mary's, and that's Tuesday the 2nd. And then they also play on Thursday, and then the boys, and that's St. Henry at home, and then the boys will play at St. Henry on Friday. So that's all almost 2 weeks away. So the Indians are, after tonight, are done for the calendar year. And we thought there was going to be a 30-second timeout turned into full one, so I jabbered a little bit more than I normally would have. Also, if you're listening in and the sound sounds a little bit different, at Ansonia, we cannot use our Wi-Fi hotspot like we usually do to get you the good sound quality that we do, so we're using a phone line, so we sound a little more like WCSM and some of the other stations that use a phone line, so that's why it sounds a little different. Indians get the ball. They will get it in. Ryan Post will get it into Russell Gale, and he will kick it back to Ryan, way out past the volleyball line. And 2:35 left on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 54-35, comfortable lead. And Russell Gale tried to get a pass. It was kind of the passing lane got blocked, and he left his feet, came back down. So a traveling call, 2:27 left, and it'll be Bargie bringing the ball up for the Tigers. He has it in the left corner, tries to put one up, blocked, and Owen Shane has it. Length of the court, misses the layup. Derek Lochtefeld has it over to Ryan Post at the top of the key, to Russell Gale on the left wing, down in the corner to Kobe. Ryan Post at the top, Russell Gale on the right wing now. He'll kick it back to Ryan. Kobe on the left wing, way out. He's out past the volleyball line now. And Ansonia Tigers tried to foul him. He grabbed him, trying to get a call, and they didn't call it. They're trying to get the clock stopped. And the official, he just grabbed him, and, you know, he didn't want to try to hurt him. He just grabbed him and walked off, and there wasn't a foul. So in the meantime, Ethan Hemrick fouled, looks like maybe Ryan Post. Anyway, it's not a shooting foul, so the Indians will take it out. And he came up limping, the Hemrick did, so he's got a sub. Dylan Evers will trigger the ball in for the Indians. And it'll be Kobe, and they're going to call over and back. That might have been, he probably was, his probable last step was on the one side of the line and caught it on the other. So he probably, that probably was a correct call. Doesn't make much difference. Indians up 19 right now, minute 39 left on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. And it'll be Tigers top of the key, Setzer to Bargy on the right wing, inside to Peyton Setzer, and he's got a couple of shots up, won't go in. And it is Ethan Setzer back into his, I'm going to say, brother, Peyton Setzer, and several shots missed. Ryan Post came down with the rebound, and Setzer, I thought, knocked it out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Ansonia. So Carson Rammel will come in for Owen Shane. Played a very good game. Everybody that touched the floor has played very well for the Indians tonight, I thought. Into Peyton Setzer, and he'll put up a left-hand shot from the right side, and it's 54-37, 105 to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Kobe to Ryan, out at the top of the key, out past the volleyball line. He looks, see if he can get it somewhere. Nothing going on. Gets it to Kobe on the left, and he'll kick it over to Russell Gale. Ryan Post again at the top of the key. One dribble and gets it to Kobe. Kobe will get it to Russell Gale. Back out to Ryan Post. 38 seconds now for the Indians. They're just running the clock, trying to make this thing finish with nobody getting hurt and nothing happening. So now it's inside to Kobe. And he was so wide open he had to shoot it. And so it's 56-37, 20 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And that one is shot up, no good by, I believe that was Bargy. Yep. And he's made several pretty nice three-pointers, has 12 points, but he missed that one, airballed that one. Under 10 seconds now for the Indians. Carson Rammel has it, dribbles in to Dylan Evers in the left corner. Kobe on the left wing, 1 second, and that'll be the ball game. The Indians JV comes out victorious, 56-37 over the Ansonia Tigers. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with a little bit of a wrap-up right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, you know, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And computer, my own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Ansonia High School. Welcome back. And the Indians, JV, after they were up double digits, then back down to about 6 or 8 point lead, then back up double digits, and then back down. And then toward the end of the third quarter, they just started walking away from the Tigers. So I end up with, I believe, a 19-point victory, and looked pretty good. So we'll sign off here for a few minutes. Hang with us, because in about 10 minutes, we'll be coming back with the pregame show for the varsity from Ansonia High School. Thanks for listening to the JV game. Stay tuned for the varsity game.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fortin Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fortin Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.